Morena, everyone. Inga mana, inga reo, inga iwi, tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou, tēnā tātou katoa. Nō mai, hara mai, ki te puna mātauranga o Aotearoa. Good morning, everyone, and thank you so much for being here. I'm Penny Carnaby. I'm the National Librarian and Chief Executive of the National Library of New Zealand, Te Puna Mātauranga o Aotearoa. And it is great to see everyone here. When Brian Opie, where are you, Brian? Somewhere in the audience up there at the back. Brian's been hugely important to organising today. When he suggested a Saturday, I thought, yeah, Saturday? I don't know that anyone will come, but obviously this is a topic of enormous interest, and I think today is a day of enormous importance to all of those in the room who care passionately about the whole creativity process, about the the ethical reason for protecting rights and for protecting the thought and argument that are original and belong both to individual content creators and wider groups. So it is, I think, a very important day for New Zealand as we really launch our very own Kiwi-tailored Creative Commons licence. It's about Kiwi talent, it's about Kiwi thought, it's about Kiwi ideas, it's about protecting and respecting those ideas. But it's also a light hand, I think. I hope I don't get into trouble here, but it's very early in the day to get into the trouble. It's a lighter hand on what is also the heavier continuum of that rights process, which we see in copyright, intellectual property, and patent rights. We're at the end of what I call the anarchic rights end, which is of the citizens' created rights. And I think this is where the creative commons is really so exciting. Today, if you just look at the people that are here, I think it tells you just by the people that are here just what a broad brush this Creative Commons will actually impact on. I mean, one of the groups that I'm really glad are here, and thank you for colleagues, I see from the Ministries of Education, from the SSC, from MED and Culture and Heritage. It's around the policy shaping in this space. Good policy gets written when people understand the issues. So there are people here who will shape policy in this area. There are people who are authors, there are people who are scholars, there are people who are artists, there are people who are scientists. All of us are here today because we have a passionate interest in this area. So it is around the whole digital world which we're going to be focusing on. And I think the Creative Commons global, it's really creating a participatory culture, and it not only allows everyone to actively engage in the creativity we're surrounded by, but it also widens access to content and intellectual property in a digital world. And look, this is quite honestly why the National Library is so involved and why we feel so passionately about it. There are a lot of people that have been part of getting us to today, and I particularly want to bring in my warm welcome to you to you today the welcome of Ken Strongman, who is chair of the trustees for the Council for the Humanities in New Zealand, to Whaianga Aronui. Ken, the Humanities Council has really been the champion of this Creative Commons licence. And also, I'd like to acknowledge, too, the 2020 Trust. There have been some very important groups that have been part of forming today. But, those of you who know me well will know that I'm going to rabbit on just for a few minutes about content. And I'll do this for our visiting colleagues, because I know that everyone in the audience will know and read and have by their bedside New Zealand's digital content strategy, the very bright child, I'd have to say, of New Zealand's digital strategy. And we are a very fortunate country indeed, I believe, to have an all of country, all of community, all of the formal, informal knowledge systems of a country connected together into one magnificent strategy. And so this is really the context, I believe, in which the New Zealand's Creative Commons license sits. And, you know, it is very much a strategy around formal and informal content. And I think the real genius of this strategy, I mean, we all understand about the authoritative, the formal content systems because they have a lot of rights wrapped around them. But what we understand less well is around the massive explosion of creativity in the anarchic web. And what we are looking at with the New Zealand Digital Content Strategy, with the Digital New Zealand concept, is connecting Kete's, and I see you here, Joe, from the magnificent project of Kete Horowhenua, which is a community Kete. What we're doing is to connect the Kete's of New Zealand, the wonderful baskets of knowledge that are emerging in our communities. But what we need to ask the question is, what rights do we need to sit around those? You know, there are Indigenous rights, there are community rights, and there are individual rights. So that's why you know, the National Library is feeling so passionate about this, because we are about enriching the social, economic and cultural life of New Zealand and the interchanges with other nations. So what this is about also is getting New Zealand identity, New Zealand intellect pushed out into the global marketplaces and into the global cultures. So there's a bit of Kiwiness here too that I think we're talking about today. So it is a very important seminar, I think. Look, I'm just going to touch briefly on today's program, and I would just like to give a bit of a wrap to colleagues in the MED, because on Thursday night, the Minister with responsibility for the National Library of New Zealand, but also the Associate Minister of Arts and Culture, the Honourable Judith Tizard, who will be here later in the day to formally launch the Creative Commons licence. She launched the MED, really, I think, a wonderful production around intellectual property guide for Māori organisations and communities, Te Mana Taumara Mātauranga. And I really do recommend this. It's around intellectual IP rights, but there's an awful lot that today will contribute to. So keep this on your agenda as well. It's beautifully written, clearly written, which does matter to a librarian, I'd have to say. And I think it will be very, very useful, not only to Māori communities, but also Pacific Island communities as well. So it's just something I'd like to draw to your attention. So let's have a look at what today's program is going to get up to. Obviously, I do want to just begin today by thanking the organising team of Dr. Brian Opie, Ian Thompson, Ian 2020 Trust. Where are you, Ian? You've been right in here right from the beginning, and Brian, it wouldn't have happened without you. Winston Roberts and Karen Koss from the from the National Library. We're going to be understanding a new and exciting environment, and we have a great range of people to help New Zealand understand what we can do in New Zealand. And first up is going to be Dr. Anne Fitzgerald, who is a Brisbane-based intellectual property and e-commerce lawyer. Extensive background in intellectual property and electronic commerce law, so that's going to be a fascinating session. And Anne, yeah, welcome to New Zealand. I mean, it's just great. The Aussies have done a lot in this whole area, and particularly with the Queen's QUT that has been the host in Australia. We're also then going to have a very an expert panel, including Andrew Matangi from Bundle Finlay, Susan Frankel, Susan Corbett from Victoria University. And look, here I want to say, you know, there has been a heck of a lot of legal grunt going into this free of charge, and I really want to recognise those legal minds that have helped us with New Zealand's licences. Katrina Marak, the CEO of Creative New Zealand, the CEO of Creative Commons International. I hope I got that pronunciation right, have I? Yep, sorry. And, you know, it's going to be fantastic to have the Creative Commons International. It's great to have you here. And that will bring us into the international community. So we'll go from across the Tasman to the international community. And, you know, so that we're going to get a really good, I think, viewing of what we should do in New Zealand. And really, been asked by Ken Strongman, the chair of the Humanities Council, to really thank all of these people for giving up their time today and the fantastic effort put to make these licences a reality. Also like to extend my thanks to Paul Sumpter, who can't be here today, but also instrumental in developing the licences. And I've already thanked you, Brian, about three times, so I'll do it again a fourth time. Thank you. You have helped make this happen. So we're going to move from the panel into lunch. We're going to have some workshop sessions, and then round about 4:30, the Honourable Judith Tizard, who's going to be able to get here a bit earlier and take part in some of the sessions, will be attending, speaking briefly, and giving her perspective on the topic. It is an area that the Minister is actually personally interested in, so I think it'll be very interesting. She's given a lot of thought. She's currently very involved with the Copyright Amendment Bill, so that's all sort of tying together. So the main thing is enjoy your day, and I have very much pleasure in declaring the inaugural seminar of the Creative Commons Aotearoa formally open. I will now hand over to the Chair, Susan. Thank you.